Thanks for listening to the Suzy Larson Life podcast, available thanks to support from listeners like you.
Conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's word, and that heightens your awareness of his very real presence in your life. Well, you know, I remember a number of years ago, my hubby and I traveled to Guatemala with a certain mission, a ministry, and we had supported this mission, and this ministry had rescued this little family. The husband would travel to the States and send money back to his wife and his little girls. Well, a local police officer who was corrupt was sexually abusing one of the little girls. And this organization stepped in and got him in trouble and protected this family. So when we traveled to Guatemala, one of the little girls ran out, wrapped her arms around my hubby and I and said, gracias, gracias. And she was thanking us in her language for rescuing her. And we didn't know what she was even talking about. And then the translator said, oh no, they know that you support this ministry. So they see you as the rescuer. And I'm telling you, you know, that narrowed that gap between give a gift, change a life. Well, you know what? Here at Faith Radio, we are on a mission to change the world, one life, one child at a time. We would love for you to join us because we are partnering with an amazing ministry called One Child, and we're hoping and praying that our whole network, which is Northwestern Media, it's many, many, many stations, we can work together to get 1,700 children sponsored. Well, guess what? Faith Radio's part is only 167. How hard is that? We can do this, and we're up to 23. What if we got 15, 20 children sponsored just this hour? It's sort of a competition, a healthy competition. But what if? Listen to this. There are over 400 million children living in extreme poverty throughout the world today. And COVID-19 and its impact on the global economy has made things so much worse. It's easy to become really overwhelmed by the problem, that you become kind of paralyzed because of it. But even though you may not be able to change things for 400 million children struggling, you can change the world for one child. With just a few dollars, less than $2 a day, $39 a month, you could give a child in poverty everything they need to break the cycle, to break out of the generations of poverty that have been enslaving their families. I'm so honored to have Ty Van Redensburg join me today to talk about the need around the world and the tangible ways we can step up to make a difference. If you're already excited to get this party started, visit our website, myfaithradio.com, and click on the One Child link, and you'll start to see the children pop up and their names, their hobbies, what they love. But if you don't even need to see a child, you're just like, give me anybody, I'm ready to sponsor. Here's the number, 800-864-0200. 800-864-0200. You could become a child champion today. All right, let me tell you about my guest. We'll get him on the show. Born and raised in Zimbabwe, Ty Van Redensburg witnessed extreme poverty from a young age when visiting refugee camps with his father. For the last 13 years, Ty has worked with One Child. The last 3 years, he's worked to mobilize the U.S. church through partnerships with One Child's global network of churches. He's been married to Emily for the last 14 years, and they live in Colorado with their four children. And I just love this guy already. Ty, welcome to the show.
Susie, thank you for having me. Great to be with you and the Faith Radio family. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Well, this is right in our lane. We care so much. We are constantly daily working on bringing a global perspective to our dear listeners.
Amen.
And in fact, we've got listeners from 100 countries around the world. So that we already have a global mindset. But before we get into just the work of One Child and the privilege of partnering with God to care for them, tell me just what the Lord's been impressing upon your heart these days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was just in Kenya for our Kenya Partner Conference. So we had about 150 local churches and partners and what we call child champions with us at a conference. And we were able to pour into them and they were able to pour into us, and just listening and really mobilizing that group of people to reach further into the communities and the children that they serve. And I had the opportunity to share there and really what was on my heart at that conference. And like here in the U.S. and especially in Kenya, they're going through extreme drought, especially in the areas that we work in, some of those tribal communities that are really remote, and they've been struggling economically and with drought. So the Lord really put on my heart before that, Matthew 9, 36 to 38. So when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field." And, you know, when you look at the landscape of Kenya, what those pastors and champions walk into in the communities, whether it's a slum community in Nairobi or, like I said, a rural area, these are hard places. People are struggling in their context, like I said, with drought. But there's also, like, you picture one of the largest slums in Nairobi, there's a lot of challenges that children and parents and caregivers face. And then you look at, even in our context here, you know, the scariness of what's happening with the global economic scale and challenges that we facing in the US. But that's where the Lord put on my heart. You know, this is the time of harvest, and the fields are ready, right? The harvest field is plentiful. And we as workers, like that group in Kenya, going out there, people listening here on the radio, having the opportunity to be one of those workers, to go out into the harvest field, even if it's as simple as sponsoring a child, the what that's able to do for that child and that community and those people that love and care for that kid that see them every day. It's a powerful thing. So it was a reminder to me to say, the harvest, the field is plentiful, the time is now, but then also the challenge to be prepared for what's to come in that, right? How am I prepared for what God's about to do and the expectation of that I have in my life?
Wow. You know, it was probably 15 years ago, I was awakened to, you know, extreme global poverty of human trafficking and all those kinds of things. And once I was awakened to what's really going on in the world, I read my Bible differently. I realized it's everywhere in Scripture. God's heart for the poor, for the vulnerable, for the marginalized. In fact, in Proverbs, it says, if you give to the poor, you lend to the Lord, and He will repay you. And I just want you to unpack what that verse means to you, because friends, think about that. He cares so much about the poor. You're doing Him a favor by tending to the poor. It's like you're lending to the Lord to the point that He'll repay you. That's mind-boggling when you think about it. But just unpack God's heart for the marginalized.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we know the widow and the orphan, and you see what we see in the context of poverty here in the U.S. I mean, you see what we face around the world in the 16 countries that we work in, like you spoke about. Guatemala, you know, our tagline at One Child is hope in hard places. And hard places are obviously geographically, right? There's the locations that we're in. There's the economy that surrounds those locations. I mean, we see that here as well. But it's also the hard place inside, you know, that sense of hopelessness inside. So you talk about hope in hard places. Well, what about that place of despair within us? You know, I think about my own life and circumstances that my wife and I have walked through over the years, or whatever it may be, where there is that sense of hopelessness. You know, maybe you're listening to this right now and you're in the middle of a hopeless season where you don't see a way out, right? You don't see a path to a better future. And that is what a lot of our kids and our champions face. You know, when I talk about champions, that's a pastor or a volunteer or somebody that serves in that local context. But many of them come from those hard places too. So when you think about what God's able to do in a hopeless situation, that hope for a better future, you know, finding a way to be able to get there, what's the path that God has for you to be able to reach that better future?
Yeah, just amazing. Here's the number again, 800-864-0200. We're praying for a miraculous hour. Well, I'm praying for 15 children sponsored just in this hour. We've got one down, 14 to go. And as we were praying before the hour started, you know, we show up, we bring the offering, we trust God for outcome. And so I'm wondering, Ty, before we go to break, if you would just pray. If you would pray that God would move in the hearts of our dear people, that there would be 15 families that would step up and say, I'll take a child. I'll change life for a child. And on the other side of the break, we can maybe explain that when you change life for a child, you very likely change life for that family and then often for the community, because you're breaking a cycle by stepping in. But Ty, would you mind praying just for a miraculous hour?
Amen. Father, I just know, Lord, that everybody listening to this call and whatever we're going through, whatever challenges we're facing in our life, whatever we're celebrating in our lives right now, Father, you know us by name. You care for us. You have a vision for our future. Mm-hmm. And Father, as we sit and we talk about these opportunities to be able to reach out and grab the hand and sponsor and walk alongside a child somewhere around the world, Father, they have that same dream. They have a passion. They have a hope for a better future. Lord, you see them and you know them by name too. You know their story. So Lord, I pray that in this moment, in this time that we have, may stories collide. Lord, stories from people here in the U.S. to children around the world. And may a beautiful relationship come of that.
Yes.
And Lord, we praise you for everything that you're currently doing through this radio campaign on this station and stations around the country. We thank you for that, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We're going to pause here. I'll give you that number one more time. 800-864-0200. Today and tomorrow, you're going to hear a lot about One Child. I'm just praying with all my heart for a miraculous hour. What if 15 children in this hour could be sponsored? Well, it could happen. You want to pick up the phone, and if you want to just prayerfully scroll through these kids on myfaithradio.com, click on the One Child link. And I want to tell you that if you click, you can learn more about them, but if you click on the sponsor the child and you like leave it open and go do the laundry, that takes that child out of circulation. So don't click on sponsorship until you're ready to do it. But you'll see the faces of these children. You'll get to know them and their hobbies and their dreams and their hopes. Some of these kids don't have dreams, but others are still daring to dream. What if you could be a necessary miracle today? 800-864-0200 or hop on myfaithradio.com for more information. More with Ty Van Rensburg in a minute. Hi, I'm Susie Larson, host of Susie Larson Live, and I want to encourage you to consider becoming a global missionary if you're not one already. When you sponsor a child with the ministry of One Child, you're linked with a boy or girl who will know you by name and treasure the thought that you care about them. Most of them will pray for you daily. If you write them, they'll write you back. The child you sponsor will receive educational assistance, supplemental food, clothing, health care, services, and opportunities for personal love and encouragement. But most of all, the gospel of Jesus Christ. The cost is just $39 a month, a little more than a dollar a day. You can't necessarily change the entire world on your own, but what if you could change the world for one? Sponsor a child now at myfaithradio.com.
One Child is making a difference. I work in the Dominican Republic for One Child. I see so many children's lives being changed, like Israel. This is a boy that grew up in Salsi Puedes, which is a neighborhood, one of the worst neighborhoods in the town. And the name of the neighborhood is translated, "See if you can get out." And if you grow up with that statement hanging over your head as you grow up, you'll probably think that you won't be able to get out of that neighborhood. But he did, and now he is a teacher. He just graduated from college 1 year ago, and he wants to go back to college to be a lawyer.
Imagine growing up in a neighborhood that translates, "See if you can get out." One Child is changing the narrative for these kids growing up in the Dominican Republic and in other countries too, Kenya, Bangladesh, India, 15 other countries, children in extreme poverty. What can you do? You can be a child champion today and sponsor a child. Go to our website and see these kids that need a sponsor. Find the child that you're called to sponsor and change the world today for One Child. The world is changing because of people like you. You know what's going to happen someday? Some of these kids are going to change the name of that neighborhood. They're gonna go to school, get a degree, come back, and change the name of the very community that said they could never change. Maybe you can be the difference maker today. 800-864-0200. Welcome back to Susie Larson Live, and we are spending all of Faith Radio, all of Northwestern Media, actually, today and tomorrow, partnering with One Child to really change the world, you know, that you change the life of a child, you change the life of their family, and oftentimes you change the life of their community. I'm talking with Ty Van Rensburg today of One Child. I want to give you that number one more time, 800-864-0200. 0200. I am praying, because you know I'm audacious, I'm praying for a 15-child hour, miraculous hour. We've got one child sponsored already. And if you want to prayerfully consider which child you should sponsor, go to our website, myfaithradio.com. Click on the one child link and just scroll through and pray through these different pictures. You get to know them. You get their personality, their hopes, and their dreams. One quick caveat, you can get to know them. But if you click on the sponsorship button, even if you are just kind of curious about it, and let's say you go away and run an errand, that takes that child out of circulation. So don't click on the sponsorship button unless you're ready to do that. $39 a month will make all the difference in the world. Let's talk about one child's just holistic approach, Ty. Why you're so sold on this particular ministry and why it works.
Yeah, I mean, I love the idea of children having an opportunity in the hard environments and circumstances that they live in, to be able to walk into a place, a physical place, and be surrounded by people that love and care for them. You know, there's the educational support and the medical, nutritional support, but then there's also people that love and care for them, people that are passionate about introducing them to our Father, right, who died and believes in them and believes in the future that that He has created for them. So, you know, when you in these communities, whether rural or like I was talking about earlier, slum community, the picture of these children walking towards what we call a hope center. And those hope centers are attached to local churches within those communities led by local pastors. This is not a U.S. church that's coming, and this is a local church that oftentimes has been there for years that we partner with. They know that community really well. They know the challenges that those children face. So I love the idea of when I visit these locations around the world and I see children walking often a pretty hard path, right, through bad neighborhoods or communities into this life-giving environment right there in the center of it. I'm reminded that, hey, they walk in on a path that ultimately leads them to an invitation where they get to have that invitation at an opportunity for eternal life, be introduced to Jesus for an opportunity to have eternal life and to go to the eternal home. So no matter how hard the context is, they get to walk into that place every single day with that opportunity to be greeted by those champions that love and care for them. And like I said, know them by name and introduce them to our loving Father. It is a beautiful sight. It doesn't take away the challenges that they face outside, right? It doesn't remove that. And then they become change agents for their home, whatever that context looks like. It's amazing the testimonies you hear.
We're going to tell some stories here in just a few minutes. I'm going to give the number one more time. 800-864-0200, 800-864-0200, $39 a month with one child. And their approach is holistic. They address the faith issue, education, health, a community issue. It's this holistic approach. And some of these stories of kids who had no hope that go on to graduate from high school, go to college, become doctors, literally like the cycle of poverty is broken because someone stepped in and said, I can give a couple dollars a day, pretty much less than that, to change someone's life. I'm looking at a little boy right now. I just texted the picture to my hubby. Pretty please. We already have one child sponsor. Her name's Pinky from the Philippines. But this little boy, Altimus, I think his name is Hussein. He's from India. Adorable, can I just say? His personality, demeanor is active, friendly, kind, polite, sweet. He loves basketball, cricket bat, puzzles. He loves family outings, football, soccer. Chores he does around the house, cleaning up, picking up, fetching water, sweeping, mopping floors. And the most important person in his life is his mother. And what he's most thankful for is his clothes and his family and his life. And in the future, he wants to work in public safety as a police officer. And Hope Center has changed his life by expanding his knowledge. Absolutely amazing. Wow. So let's talk about these four components. Faith, they learn about God and his purposes for their lives. There are some organizations that would call themselves Christian behind the scenes that particularly address the hunger issue, but they don't ever, you know, boldly proclaim the gospel. But you guys are really unapologetic about that. I love that. It does set you apart. Say a bit more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you think about that holistic approach and, you know, just the educational support. A lot of times, maybe the government schools in that context just aren't cutting it in as far as being able to meet education. There's a lot of challenges there. The additional medical support that that we offer, just being able to check on these kids. You know, they come in and you notice something and you're able to sit down and there's resources that go towards that. The nutritional side of it is obviously huge. When the only meal that you get sometimes is when you are at the Hope Center, and we have kids who take a little Tupperware home, and that's for their family. You know, if the parents are out there and it's a challenging day, and you know they live day by day trying to make what they can to be able to feed the family, and if nothing comes in that day. Especially during the last couple of years with COVID, it was extremely challenging for parents working. So that nutritional support. And the other one that I love is the socio-emotional, you know, being connected to people, relationships that these kids begin to build with each other. You know, when you think about how hard the context of the environment is around them. So to come into a place where you can play and just be a kid, because a lot of times, especially in the slum communities within the cities, you cannot be a kid outside. It's dangerous. You often, you know, in your home, you can't be out, you know, certain hours and stuff like that. So be able to them to come into a place and just to be a kid with people that love them. And then obviously, like we talked about, that spiritual reinforcement where they get to you know, just learn about the dreams that God has for them and who He's created them to be, and learning about the Bible, prayer. Like I said, we work through local churches. So when you're connected to a local church, you're coming into an environment where that is the center of our program and what we're connected to.
These hope centers are like cities on a hill, you know, and I've heard some other stories from One Child where even the gang members sometimes even send their kids to the hope centers, but there's almost like this circle of respect around these hope centers, them knowing they're actually doing something really good for their community.
Yes. Yeah, we hear that all the time. Yeah, you know, it's like, hey, that's a place where, and they hear, you know, when you're in a community like that, parents and caregivers, they talk to each other. So yes, we have had many, many situations where gang members are there. And then it gives an opportunity, especially because the ministry is, yes, it's to the child within the context of the Hope Center, but those champions, we don't bus our volunteers and teachers and everything in every day. A lot of them are from those communities too. And they know the people there. So they begin to develop trust. And even in these hard environments, people care about the well-being of their kids because they know they cannot provide for them. It is extremely challenging. So to be able to see what a local church and a Hope Center and these champions can do, it really does begin to change your community.
Wow. Change the child of a life. You're going to change the world. $39 a month. Call now 800-864 or 0200. If you need more information, hop on our website, myfaithradio.com. Click on the One Child link. Scroll through and look at the beautiful faces. Prayerfully ask God, what do you want me to do? Who do you want me to sponsor? And then make the move. One child can change the world. We'll be back in a minute.
One child.
I live with my mother, my father, and I have five sisters. Three times a day, we have to go get water in Rodeo. It's not far away from here. It's about a 30-minute walk each way. That's the clean water. I bring 1 gallon, but children here get sick because we get thirsty and drink from the water channel located here. Some children get worms. Some others get fevers and headaches. I drank the channel water and got sick. My parents took me to the doctor. It was 2 hours away on a motorcycle, and I was sick. I don't usually sing with my sisters, but I want to go out and be a singer.
Una niña pobre buena viene de lejos.
It's about a girl, a poor girl, who is trying to make to be someone in life, but she has a lot of obstacles, and they're encouraging her not to give up. Fight, 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 and you'll become someone.
Hmm. Wow, little Karina is only 11 years old. She lives in La Vega, Dominican Republic, very poor area, right next to the river. The area floods off, and if you saw these homes in this community, it would break your heart, maybe make you cry. These homes are just shacks, but it's all they have. Most families are living on less than $2 a day. The children know they should not drink out of the puddles or the dirty river channel, but sometimes they're so thirsty, they just do. But one child now has a hope center in this area, and it's connected to a local church. It's called the Garden of Hope Center. It's awesome because one of the first things they've done is to put a big water purification system and tank at the Hope Center so people can come and fill their jugs with purified, clean water. These children don't need to go anywhere else to get their water. It's clean. It's for them and for their families. And the church runs the Hope Center. The people in the community are thankful to the church for providing clean water for the children and for the entire community. And now, guess what? The church is growing. It's a growing community. It's the way it should be, elevating this local church in the community, offering the hope of Jesus Christ in the hardest hit, most desperate places in the world. Here's where you and I come in. If you can sponsor just one child at this Hope Center or at the Hope Center in Kenya or Cambodia or Haiti or the Philippines, one child, you can make a difference for a child like Karina. You can encourage her. Don't give up. Fight, 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 because God has a plan for your life. You give a gift. You change a life. I'm hoping, praying for a miracle hour. I'm Susie Larson. This is normally when you hear Susie Larson live, but all of today and tomorrow, we're partnering with One Child. Our prayer is to get many, many children sponsored. I'm praying for a miracle hour. If you're moved and you're ready to sponsor a child, you can call toll-free right now, 800-864-0200. I'll give it to you again, 800-864-0200. If you need a little just time to prayerfully scroll through these darling faces and their stories, hop onto our website, myfaithradio.com, click on the One Child link, and you will see all the faces, all their stories, their hearts, desires, their dreams, what they're thankful for. And I pray you'll join us. Make this a miracle hour. Here's the number again, 800-864-0200. And I'm talking right now with Ty Van Rensburg of One Child. And you've traveled all over the world, and you've got a story that just, I wish we could play the audio. I was absolutely awestruck as I listened to this woman tell her story, the story of Sam Beth, who lost her mom and dad all within a short amount of time. And she had siblings and felt like there was no more hope, no identity, no worth. Tell her story, if you would.
Yeah, gosh, even thinking about it now, I get really emotional. I was able to meet Sam Beth a few years ago, and she's a graduate of the One Child program from a Hope Center in Cambodia. And she grew up in rural Cambodia. And like you said, Susie, she lost her parents in a tragic way within a very, very short time. So her and her brother and sister was just sort of left abandoned and were taken on by a caregiver. And the caregiver, you know, in that type of challenging circumstance on taking on three kids, heard about the local church and the Hope Center there and the pastor. So reached out to them, and Sam Beth and her brother and sister were accepted into the One Child program. And as Sam Beth, you know, when I spoke to her, she was in her 20s. So you're going back to when she was 6 years old now. And she recalled the day that she walked, gosh, it gets me every time, into the Hope Center. And she said she walked in there, and she paints this picture, and, you know, she's got lice in her hair and, you know, torn clothes and just dirty little feet and no shoes, and walks into the Hope Center. And the first thing that happens is that local child champion, the pastor there, walks up to the three of them and embraces them in this huge hug. Doesn't say a word, right? Just hugs on them. And she explains it. And she said to me, she says, "Ty, in that moment," right, he has a little six-year-old, "in that moment, I felt something different that day." But she didn't quite understand what it was, right? She just felt something different. And as they began to attend the Hope Center and sort of grow and their knowledge of the Lord and what he means to their life. She said she finally understood what she felt that day. And she said it was love. What she felt that was different in her life in an instant was this overwhelming love. Think of this, right? Here's a six-year-old that walks into a place where she's never experienced what that love feels like, what love feels like. And she feels it in a hug from what we call a child champion, right? Somebody within that Hope Center. And I believe that the overwhelming love of our Father flowed through that Hope Center director, that pastor that day, and it overwhelmed that little Sambeth's little heart at 6 years old, right? And she felt the presence of our Father in an instant, right? Because he loves and he cares for her. So that's it. When I talked about this earlier, when I see children walk down a path to a Hope Center and they're greeted and embraced by champions every single day, that's the picture that I see, right? Because there's fantastic program that goes on. We spoke about educational and medical and all that, but it's the love that they feel from people. And those people are there. They care for those kids. They want to see them thrive. You know, we have a saying at One Child, serve the champion so that kids can thrive. So when you sponsor a child, right, you see their little face on the website, you sponsor them, but think about the community that's around them. What surrounds them is people that love them. And when you give your $39, right, that goes to the program. That goes to the program that supports those kids financially and equips those champions, because they live in hard places too. They have challenges too, but they come every single day because they want to see those kids thrive. So it's just a beautiful picture. Sambeth now is, like I said, graduated. She a doctor, went through university. She's serving, married, serving in Cambodia. The beautiful part of the whole thing.
I didn't mean to give the story away. I'm sorry. Keep going.
No. Her name means treasure. So when you translate Sambeth from Cambodian into English, it means treasure. So there's a little treasure that walked into a Hope Center and was embraced in a hug and felt the overwhelming presence of our Father in an instant. So
it's a miracle story. I mean, we're going to link up that Vimeo video on our show notes today. You have to go see it, because she carries herself with such dignity. She's wearing a dress and she you can just tell that she's an intellect, just the way that she carries herself. Mm. And yet she cried, as she talked about as a child, losing her parents and really having no hope, no identity, no sense of future. And then getting so enveloped in a love hug, feeling a love that she'd never known before. And then getting her tummy, fed. And there's an African proverb that says a hungry stomach has no ears. And so to feed and nourish her little body, to care for her soul, to teach her about Jesus, and then dare her to dream. And then in the video, it shows her graduating from high school, and then she goes back to school and she becomes a doctor. It is just a miracle to me. And now she's back, and she's a cycle breaker. You know, she's changing the trajectory of her community. That's a miracle story right there, isn't it?
It is. And this is the other side of that story, right? Is Sambeth doesn't continue in that program and go through all those years without a sponsor, because it took somebody on this side saying yes, right? She was the desperate situation. She comes into the Hope Center with her brothers and sisters, but that continued support was because somebody here, and she knows that sponsor by name, somebody here said yes to sponsoring her, and they committed to sponsoring her for the entire length of her program, of her time in the program. You know, so that's a decade long. You think about that impact, but it was a decision that was made on this side to say yes to somebody that you may not even meet, but the understanding of when you look back, and I hear this over and over again from graduates, they are so thankful for the person on the other side of the world, thousands of miles away, that said yes to their journey.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful relationship.
They are so often surprised that someone would enter into a suffering that's not their own. I've heard over and over again how surprised they are that someone who's not ever met them, but maybe someday can, but hasn't, but blindly just says, I'm stepping up. And why would you care? Why would you care? But the fact that there are people who care to say, I don't have to have met you to care about you and to make a difference in your life. I mean, that to me is Christian faith, isn't it? I mean, because God calls us to be have a global mindset.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Global mindset and knowing that you think about the letters back and forth and the communication and that type of engagement that you have with that child, but it is sometimes just the simple things that you say in a letter, which is oftentimes the words that they don't hear outside of that hope center, is that, hey, I love you. I care for you. I believe in you. And that encouragement that they get from the sponsor. So you are influential in their journey. And especially through prayer, as you walk alongside of them and know that, hey, they're facing challenges and you're praying for them daily and you're reminded by them, whether it's a magnet on the refrigerator or whatever it is, you're reminded of the impact that you have to somebody around the world. And like I said, yes, it's the child, but it's the people and the community of believers that surround them and pour into them. So you're not doing it alone, right? You're investing into this group of people that loves those kids and wants to see them thrive as well.
They really are superheroes. And to think of Sandbath's story of as a child losing both parents, and that opens up so many possibilities of danger for them. And to think her life was over at that point. And at the end of this video, here she's a doctor now, and she says, my story is just getting started. She had confidence. She had hope. She had a future. And because someone stepped in on her behalf. And you think of all of the potential and all of these children who need someone to fight for them. I mean, it's just so powerful. We're going to pause here. When we come back, I'm going to love to have you tell a couple more stories, just making it personal. I'm looking at another little boy that I just texted to my husband. His name is Jacob Matthew Mariano. He's from the Philippines. He's 9 years old, and he loves action figures and bicycles. He's adventurous and cheerful and friendly. And the reason I texted this one is because when he grows up, he wants to be a construction engineer. So that's my husband's field. So, and he's just so precious. I can tell his eyes just light up. If you want to just scroll through some of these pictures on our website, prayerfully consider, Lord, who do you want to connect me with? And maybe it's something like that. Maybe that their dream matches your dream. Go to myfaithradio.com, click on the One Child link, and it'll take you to this unbelievable just plethora of children who are waiting for a champion, waiting for someone to step in and say, count me in. $39 a month. You can step in and be a champion today. You can also just call toll-free 800-864-0200. We'll be back in a minute. Faith Radio podcasts are produced by the listener-supported ministry of Faith Radio. If you're interested in becoming a team member, a donor to this ministry, you can support the podcast anytime and donate at myfaithradio.com.
Only for One Child.
Growing up, we were very poor. My parents both had to work all day in the fields just to make enough to barely get by. But they wanted us to have an education. So they were so very thankful when they heard about the Hope Center. Because of a sponsor, I got to go to the Hope Center. They made sure I got a meal every day. They gave me a school uniform. They gave me an umbrella. You need an umbrella here.
Ashi is from Bangladesh. Yes, they get lots of rain in Bangladesh. You need an umbrella. Ashi is thankful and she's grateful. And she understands that because of a sponsor, she's able to attend school. She's receiving food, medical care, and checkups. She's learning that God loves her. She's learning to believe it. Every child needs to hear about God's love. You can make a difference in the world today through one child, $39 a month. Can you call 800-864-0200? Here's the number again, 800-864-0200. If you're not ready, you can call and just ask questions and just inquire of it. You know, if you're ready to sponsor a child, but maybe you want a little more information on the child you're sponsoring, we've got a great setup on our website, myfaithradio.com. Just go there right on the homepage. You'll see a big ad for one child. Click on it and scroll through the children. I just want to give you a caveat. When you find a little face that just draws you in and you want to get to know them, click on that button. But when you're ready to sponsor, when you click on that, it pulls them out of circulation. And what has happened before is there's times where someone clicks on that, they're wondering about it, and they get a call, then they run to the store. But when you've clicked on that sponsor button, it pulls that child out of circulation. So you can inquire, but just be real mindful about that one point, just because I don't want one child to miss opportunity. Like Jacob, Matthew Mariano, I'm just staring at his face right now, wishing, hoping we can maybe sponsor another one child for us. Here's the number, 800-864-0200. Talking to Ty Van Rensburg of One Child. How has your just view of the kingdom been impacted by, you know, you've really, as a child, were exposed to poverty. You and your father visited refugee centers. And now, I mean, it's obviously kind of baked into the fabric of your character, Ty. But now you're working with One Child. How has that impacted your view of the kingdom and kingdom work?
Yeah, Susie, it's been powerful, you know, seeing that at a young age, really extreme poverty situations. And there I was, 5 years old, right? And we'd go to these refugee camps with my dad. And there were Mozambican refugees that had come over because of war. And they were, you know, on the Zimbabwean side where I grew up in Zimbabwe. So here we were, 50,000 people in desperate situation and a lot of children. And you know, I don't think I quite understood it there, but there was that exposure, right? And I look now on the journey that I've been on for, gosh, many years, and especially at my time with One Child. So 13 years at One Child. Before that, I worked in the context of a local church here in the U.S. that had a global vision for missions as well. So still connected to that work, and then that whole kingdom mindset of saying, here you are, right? You sponsor a child. That child gets the opportunity to attend a local church somewhere in the world, whether it's a rural, remote area in Kenya in the middle of a desert or a slum community in India. They get to go to a local church and be poured into by those champions and prayed over and get to experience, like we talked about, this overwhelming love of our Father. So when you think about kingdom impact, that's what I see sponsorship is. And oftentimes, you know, we think about the $39 a month and it's this transactional, yeah, but it's relational. It is so relational. Yes, there's the $39 that you provide for that child monthly, but the relationship that you get to build with the child, the relationship that they have through the exposure of the Hope Center. You know, I somebody asked me recently why One Child and why 13 years working in holistic child development and the program that we offer. I thought about it for a while. My response to them, I've been to 14 countries now, hundreds and hundreds of hard communities, walked in them. And I said to them, why? It's because I've seen too much, right? I've just seen too much. And I've seen too much faithfulness. I've seen too much determination. I've seen too much love. I've seen too much forgiveness. That's what I've seen. And that's what keeps me going, right? Because it's all those things. You think about Samba's story. It's that story of love and forgiveness and determination that keeps me going. And it's all through the testimonies of these children and champions.
Wow. I'd love for you to tell the story of one of the graduates, I think. I'm pronouncing the name right. Hiwat?
Yes.
Tell us about that one.
Yeah, so you talk about the power of sponsorship. So Hewitt walks into a Hope Center. He's 8 years old. She got sponsored. Slum community right there in Addis. I was there got to sit down and talk to her. And she had now just recently graduated from the program. So here's the incredible part when you think about this connection between two people across the globe. So Hewitt gets sponsored and she gets her first letter from her sponsor. And that letter is a postcard from where the sponsor was from, and then a photo of the family. And on the back, her sponsor introduced herself on the back of the photo, and she mentioned what she did for a living. And she said, well, I'm an accountant. You go back to where Hewitt graduated, and Hewitt graduated as an accountant. And a seed was sown in her. She told me this, right? She showed me that photo like 15 years later. She shows me this photograph and she said that day a seed was planted in her little heart of what she wanted to become. And that sponsor encouraged her on that journey the whole time and said, hey, you can do it. You can be an accountant. They walked this beautiful, beautiful path together. Today, I was with her last year. We were in Ethiopia and I got to sit down with her again. And she is still an accountant with Pepsi. I mean, it's an incredible job. But she was showing me photographs of her room and everything. And she had scriptures, you know, Jeremiah 9, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. I mean, she had these scriptures and she was prophesying over her life that, yes, she can do it. So it is a beautiful picture of what the journey you can, when you walk alongside a child and encourage them to believe that that better future is possible for them, man, they grab onto that and they run with it.
Wow. Well, one of your taglines is bringing hope to hard places in hard places. You guys tend to go places where maybe others don't want to go. Say a word about that and even how you discern where and when to set up a hope center.
Yeah, you know, it's challenging. And when you look at some places around the world that we work, and yeah, we do connect through local partners and local churches, and we meet with them and we make sure that, hey, there's got to be some elements here that before we sort of link arms in partnership with you. One of those is the main one is when we link arms with a local church in a community around the world and want to join this partnership journey with them is their committed leadership, right? Is the pastor and the leaders of that local church, are they committed to their community? Are they committed to the next generation of that community? Is there some type of child participation happening before we even get there? And when we see those things, right? Are they already champions? When we see those things, hey, we link arms. And we understand that, look, if you want to reach children in hard places and hard communities, hey, sometimes they may lack infrastructure. I was just in the Philippines last year and we visited a remote tribal community. And when you go up there, they don't have classrooms. It's a tribal community, right? They're meeting under a tree. We had a church in the US that sponsored over 200 kids in that community. And 2 years later, they have a classroom. They have a kitchen that's being built. So that's the power of the journey, is saying, hey, just because you're meeting under a tree now and providing some type of program to these kids, we see that committed vision that you have for them. And when we link arms with you and we get a bunch of people here sponsoring those kids and those resources begin to flow, that community begins to flourish under that local vision, right? It's their vision for their people. And we come alongside and support that.
Wow. Here's the number again, 800-864-0200, $39 a month. Give a gift, change a life. I've got one last question for you. You know, it's so easy, Ty, to get tied up into our first world life that we forget about the millions who do live in poverty. But again, you read scripture, they're never far from God's heart. And he's constantly mobilizing his people. Give to the poor, you lend to the Lord, and I will repay you. And I'd say sponsoring a child is one way to stay connected to and keep your heart with the poor, as Jesus' heart always is with the poor. Speak to that, if you would.
Yeah, it's, man, you know, you think about that God's heart for the poor, even when Jesus walked this earth, right? Who he paid attention to, and who he was drawn to in that ministry, and I love the idea, and it kind of goes back to people for me, and testimonies and stories.
Yeah.
And there's just incredible leaders who have, like I talked about, just this vision, right, for the children, the next generation within their local context and their community. To come alongside and say, hey, we'll help you through that is a beautiful picture.
Indeed, it is. We're right up to the end of the show. Ty, thank you for joining us. Friends, thank you for changing
the
world through one child. We'll meet you back here next time.
Thanks for listening to Suzy Larson Live. Podcasts like mine are available because of your support. If it's important to you to hear things that encourage your faith, click the link in the show notes and give now.